Okay, we'll start from Ruach again. The Ruach that goes into the Begadim. Yutasam and Aleph. We were going through the difficulty that for some reason over here it seems that Chatzitza, even by Miut HaMakbid, which normally is not a Chatzitza, by Big Day Kun it's a Chatzitza. And I'm assuming do you debate Alevi Day Lomso, the Shlomo? A little bit. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Gemara Shaila is, now what happens if the wind goes into the air? Boy Rova, Nichnes Saloi Ruach Bibgoda. This is as difficult or more difficult than the case of Nima. Nima, we had difficulty understanding because it's a miut. It shouldn't be a chatzitza. But now the Gemara says, even Ruach, Al Basori bin Voleko. This is still called Derech Levish. So the Beis Halevi comes and he says that air is never a chatzitza. L'shamanu v'l'ra'inu ever that air should be a chatzitza. And therefore he says that even though Ruach is not a chatzitza, the problem is it's not Al Basori. Not on his flesh. So he seems to be saying that there's a separate halacha here, just like we found in Maseches Sukkos HaChatzitz. There's a rule called Kol Neyosei HaChatzitz, for instance, right? Anything which is to beautify something is not a chatzitz. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that even though Kol Neyosei HaChatzitz, if you cover the shofar with gold, the mokum anochas peh, the Gemara says it's possible. And over there, the Rishonim explained, the Ritva and the other Rishonim explained, that even though the chayr and svara shouldn't be possible, it's l'neyosai. The gold is there to beautify the shofar. Shouldn't make it possible. Thank you. So the Ritva talks about it, the Miri. And the explanation that they give is lamaisig, you're not blowing, your mouth is not blowing that part of the shofar. Seems to be a similar idea where you can have an element of chatzitza, and you can have an element where the Torah requires there should be contact. And if the Torah requires contact, then this is not considered contact. Even though anything to beautify is not an obstruction, there's something called obstruction and there's something called touching. So it's not enough that it's not an obstruction. That's the yesod. It's not enough that it's not an obstruction. You need mamish negiah. Has to touch it. So the Beis Halevi wants to say that that's the idea here in our sugi. The idea in our sugi is that you need mamish, the big day kuhuna, to touch the body. And the middle of the, that's the Gemara's time that even ruach, which is not an obstruction, Ruach is a dover shame be mamish, and Ruach would never qualify to be an obstruction. I don't need an obstruction. I just don't need that it should actually, all I need is that it's not touching the body. That's enough to make it a problem. And that's the Gemara Shai.
But that's what Rashi says. Rashi says they could be also. He doesn't say quite this. He says they
could be also. No, but the question is, there's no question that's the problem of the loss. Question, so what? Who cares that it's being mavdal? Every chatzitz is like, mavdal just means it's separating. That's all mavdal means, separating. So what's the problem if it's separating? Every chatzitz, one can actually... Okay. So you could say on the Gemara too, the Gemara says, al-basari b'inan. You could say the Gemara also uses that lashon. Sometimes the Gemara uses the lashon chaytzi. Sometimes the Gemara uses the lashon of al basar. The problem that this is the mahalach of the Beis Halevi, and all the briska go with this mahalach. Versteitzich, he's the saba of brisk, so his mahalach is definitely embraced by all the briska. The problem is that if that's the case, how are you yotze with all the big day corner? Other than the michnasayim, the ksoinis that are against the body, all the other begotim are not against the body. So you have to say a second din, noch a briske aloche, that and the Beis Halevi himself sticks that in. If you look at the Beis Halevi, he himself says that din zenem adavke b'ksenes b'michnasayim. So it comes out, according to the Beis Halevi, there's two dinim. There's a din al basore. And al basore, simply you learn al basore is going on all the begadim. All the begadim. How is the avnei al basore? Because it's a set of garments. We don't look at it as individual garments. We look at it as a set of garments, which I'll soon share with you. That's the Rosameh Schap, which we'll get to in a moment. We look at it. We look at what? No, no, what I'm trying to say is, we look at it, if we look at it as a set of garments, it means that these garments work in sync together. So then everything is al-basaray. This package, unless there's something foreign between you, you understand what I'm saying? If you have a chatzitza between your basar and the package, it's a package. Right, if somebody's wearing a baguette right on their goof, okay, and there's a package. No, the whole. That's also on my body. So what I'm trying to say is, if you look at the begodim as one package, yeah, so then it's that whole package, the way it is on my body. I'm independently. The other one is working, is contributing to the levishin. The whole package is on. But this is what the Mishnah Baruch wants, the Beis Halevi wants to say, that they didn't be sorry. There's a din besorei on the to be flesh contact, and that's really his mahalach to base on it. Now, well, get the sugya. The sugya, the apple. Number one, miyat is a chatzitza. One thread. That's number one. Number two, if a call terakula. So he's using our Gemara. It Beis Halevi, we finish with a very Fadreitel Maskonas Halochas. We have here one type of chatzitza on the inner begodim. Over there, there's a din al basoi. Then we have another chatzitza on the outer begodim. Over there, it's a regular din of chatzitza. All these naya halochas. But even more so, what bothers me is that be'etzem, even l'chot, have a more al besorei than a mikveh. For rochatz is besorei b'mayim. You don't have a more. The Gemara is being liberalistical. The Gemara is saying maybe derech levisha b'kach. Right? The Gemara says, which by the way is another problem I have. Meaning, if the Beis Halevi is telling us yisoid that this is din al besorei, and therefore it's not midin chatzitza. It's a new gezeiras hakosuv that the beggar has to be on your flesh. Okay? So who cares derech levisha? What does that accomplish? Derech levisha means you go to the, you see how people wear begodim? If I would just go how people wear begodim, I wouldn't have a problem with chatzitza b'klal. My problem is that the Torah, according to the Beis Halevi, the Torah required flesh contact. And flesh contact is memayit. Even things that are not a chatzitza, anything that's between your body and the beggar is a problem, even air. So what's the answer to Derech Levish? What does that do? That should do nothing. What does that do? So now it's Derech Levish. Again, mikveh is another problem. Why would the din al basar by mikveh be different than the din al of basar by big day kuna? If anything, the svara dech fakert. The svara. What? No. You could say if it be Chris Yamsa, then you didn't go into the water. But if you went in a normal way to go into where there's air bubbles, that's not a chatzitzit. That's the whole problem of the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi saying air never qualifies. Air is much less of a problem than min b'minai. Air is nothing. Air is ain by mamish.
So,
it's not a problem. Not a problem. In fact, many times you have that. Okay, so you're a briskah. Your things look like the michnasayim of the Beis HaLevi's Havamin. It's gefelach. I was going to say, if I wasn't machshev you enough to la, machshev you even more. But you already reached a very high madrege. So, No, he's not too much. He's too much tefillah. He's too much tefillah skill. Okay. Anyway, this is the chmamish pliya. This whole thing is just a medrash pliya. And besides for that, I'm going to show you a tosfos. That tosfos seems to learn clearly. It's midin chatzitza. Clear. So I want to share with you also an Urs Sameach. The Urs Sameach is trying to explain the first question we had. Why is miyut a chatzitza? Why is miyut ever a chatzitza? So he comes up with the following gedank, the Urs Sameach. He says, Bigdei Kehuna, he says, name a kamoi tefillah. He's found in Perek Beis and Yisrei Bia, Halacha Ches, the Urs Sameach. Over there he's talking about tefillah. But he asked this question. He says, "Betfilah." He says, "Only Rubai is a chaytzitz from came be big day kuna, misvara deloy nima the nima in a chaytzitz." So Urs Sameach says, "I don't understand. Why is a nima a chaytzitz?" He says, "Yesh lachalik." His svara is like this: by tefilah, meila. Okay, he says like this. He says. Mashen came to Big Day Kahuna, he says. Mekoimo malabo. Ulzel loy moyo shea loy vaguf. Kimon she. Because right now. Ubechol zois chatzitza pesels, man. See, he wants to learn an interesting thing. He wants to say like this. The Michnasayim is only a small section of the body. So l'chayra, there should be no chatzitza by michnasayim b'chlal. Even if the whole area of the michnasayim were covered with dirt, yeah, it shouldn't be chatzitza. Because elomai roiv mokam ha-michnasayim, who cares?
But then you can have
michnasayim. So that's the whole. That's the whole point of the Urs Sameach. The Urs Sameach is trying to say what I was saying at the beginning. He's clearly going without the Beis HaLevi. He's looking at the Big Day Kuna as a package. Big Day Kuna is not Mechnasayim. Big Day Kuna is a package. Big Day Kuna is that the Kohen's body should be covered with Begodim. And these are Ve'ela Begodim. That Mechnasayim is a separate halacha. It's a package. It's the Big Day Kuna, the Dalit Begadim, or the Shemayna Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. It's a package. So he's saying, well, like this. This is the point of the Urs Sameach. He's saying, assuming that that's the way to learn, so Michnasayim should never be a Chatzitza, because it's a Miyut. Even if the whole Mokum Michnasayim was a Chatzitza, it's only a Miyut of the body. And yet the Torah says, by Michnasayim Yulbash al Basara, Michnasay Vadyu al Basara, Zokteh, it's a Gezeiras HaKosuv that even me it is a Chatzitza. You hear the way Lord Samech won it. The Samech is trying to say that the fact that the Torah gave it didn't Chatzitza by Michnasayim. And Michnasayim in totality is only a miut of the body. There's no miut chain, and normally miut is not a chatzitza. That's his zot. By mikveh, Torah says you should put your body in the mikveh. We say in svara, that's only if roi of your body is a chatzitza, otherwise it's okay. By big day kuna, it would be like that too, zot Tor Sameach. It would be like that also. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's a svara that Rubei Kekuloi, that when you go to a mikveh and most of your body is not a chatzitz, it's a svara that it's good. Zoktar Sameach, the same svara would apply to Bidei Kuna. But the mere fact that the Torah gave a din chatzitz by the Michnasayim, that alone proves that there's no din miut. Mela, Michnasayim on their own. He says like this. He says, "Ein mitzvah nifredes elo chelak mi mitzvahs bigdei kohen." As I said, so the Or Sameach is going the opposite of the Beis Halevi, because the Beis Halevi, not only does the Beis Halevi learn that there's a separate din of Michnasayim, he learns it's a whole different kind of chatzitza by Michnasayim. You know what I mean? The Beis Halevi is mamish in a different welt, not in a different town. He's a different world than the Or Sameach. They're in two planets. Because the Beis Halevi wants to say there's two kinds of chatzitza. There's chatzitza Michnasayim and Iksoinus that has to be mamish on your goof. Even air could be as a chatzitza. Anything is a chatzitza. Even something that's nothing could be a chatzitza. Only a chatzitz is a problem. That's the Beis Halevi. The Or Sameach learns, no, there's no din Michnasayim. There's no din Ksainis. There's a din Eilah B'gadim. There's a din, these are the garments that you should wear. And the garments work in unison. And Mamele, if they work together, this Be'etzem, if there was a chatzitz in the whole Michnasayim, should still be good. If roiv your body, he doesn't have a chatzitza. But the Torah is a raya that there's no din miyot miyot amakbid. Michnasei vad yiyu al besoroi. Separately, besides for the pasuk that we have by Big Day Kuhuna, it says klo by Michnasayim. The Torah should have just kept quiet over there. The fact that the Torah spoke up by the Michnasayim. So it's almost according to the Or Sameach, it's a gilui. This goes back to what we were saying last week from the Keren Oira and the Sfas Emes. I mean, they had different mahalchim, it's halacha b'shem Sinai, it's a nudin. That epis, by Big Day Kohen, there's new kinds of rules of chatzitza. So the Or Sameach is bringing up my source is the mere fact that the Torah says that there's a chatzitza by Michnasayim. In other words, let's say by Hilchos Mikvois, the Torah would have said, V'rochatzes yodei b'mayim v'toh. That would be a raya that there's no din miut. Because if the Torah said your hands have to touch the water, that would be a raya that if you had a chatzitza on your hands, even though the rest of your body was clean. It's a raya, miut is a chatzitza. But we don't have such a pasuk. Says the Osamech pasuk we have is V'rochatzes b'sori, the whole body in the mayim. Memele, we go back to the din of roi. Masha'en can hear the Torah. But this is all assuming. No, it's a gilui. He's saying it's a gilui. He's saying it's a gilui that the type of. See, he's not learning like the Beis Halevi that there's a separate din Michnasayim. Otherwise, he wouldn't have his whole kasha. He's learning the din levishas of begadim. And therefore, if you had a chatzitza just in your makom Michnasayim, it should be good. Kol HaTorah Kula, that would be good. L'moshel, if a guy went into a mikveh, right? And he had a chatzitzah from his waist to his knees, covered with ink. He went into a mikveh. Midarais, it's a good tefillah. Even if he's makpid on it. Because miut ha-makpid is not a chatzitzah midarais. It has to be roiv ha-makpid. Right? So the whole... And the Torah gave it in chatzitza there. In the haraya, that there is no din of miyot. That's the Osamech's approach. And because the way he's learning, it's upside gilui. Then we could already adapt back to the, and now we could start clearing. It even makes sense now why maybe aver is a chet. It's new halachas. It's a new halacha. Even though Beis Halevi, the type of chatzitza, but the kids in the Torah gave us a new Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Big Day Kun. New Shulchan Aruch. That's the Or Sameach's approach in our sugya. So the Avi Ezri, what? No, so Avi is good also. Because maybe Avi is also, meaning now that the Torah was Machadish that even Miut is a problem. So now maybe even Avir is a problem. Meaning, the Torah took this out of the claw. But Reb Lezer Shach, Zechet Tzadik Levroch, in his Sefer Avi Ezri, by us in Perek Yud and Klei HaMikdash, he quotes the Or Sameach. It's Or Sameach from Yisurei Bia. He quotes him. The Or Sameach again is in here in Yisurei Bia, Perek Beis Aloch Eches. Avi Ezri says, he says not like that. He says, "Av shemitzah achas al kol big day kahuna, kol." He says it's true that there's a general halacha to wear the begadim, but Rav Shach Zatzal is learning not like the Or Sameach, and he's learning each beged is another din, and memela mechnasayim is a din rubai. And if most of the area of the Mechnasayim are chaitzes, you're not wearing Mechnasayim. Huh? Yes, we'll see. The way we were learning, it's very good. It's very good. It's still, the din of Al-Basari is that this set of begadim should be on your body. Each one is separate din Levisha. Meaning, you have to be wearing the pants. So if most of the area of the pants is a chaitzitz, so you're not wearing it. You're not wearing it. That's the problem. That's what he's trying to say. We don't look at it, most of your body has to be wearing these clothing. That's the way the Or Sameach is learning. That the Torah is telling you, Kohen, your body in totality, just like your body by a mikveh has to be covered in water, your body has to be covered with these begadim. That's what our Sameach is learning. So Sameach is therefore looking at, we don't look at it, am I wearing pants, am I not wearing pants? Am I wearing the meal, am I not wearing the meal? Are you wearing the begadim? So therefore, should revert back to the din of Rosh on the pants. It's not a question what type of chatzitz, but there's din to put on the pants. If the pants has a roiv chatzitz, so you're not wearing the pants. So on, but that's the way to wear the avnet. No problem. The avnet is complementing the other begadim, which are on your body. The other begadim need the avnet with them in order to cover your body. In that sense, it's the same as the Or Sameach. In that sense, it's the same. So the Avi Ezri strongly objects, and therefore yos, this is not a gaya b'chlal. He says, therefore, chatzitzas rubay nechshav kemoy shaloy lovsho. Anyway. So it's unclear his distinction. He's trying to also make a distinction, not quite like the Beis Halevi. But basically what we have is, we have two approaches you have to understand. Beis Halevi is saying that there's two dinim in Big Day Kuna. There's Mechnasayim and Ksonis, they have to be on your flesh. Problem we have with that is, first of all, how could it be more than tefillah? We don't know. How could it be more than tefillah? Doesn't seem to make sense, number one. And number two, it would come out according to the Beis Halevi that it should, if air is taka chatzitza, right? So it would come out that it's a whole different halacha than the regular chatzitza of kol ha'tera kula. And Tosis clearly says, I'll show you the Tosis. Tosis says clearly that the din of chatzitza by big day kuhuna is no different than the din of a kohen being oivet al ragle chaveru. He says like this. Let me get your traces. Here we are. Chav Bezom and Aleph. If you look at Tosis, Chav Bezom and Aleph, right, the Ramaschal Hoyle. Volum has it, the Via Maschel, Hoyle Varitzbo Mikudajas. Chovdal, Chovdal, I'm sorry. Chovdal, I'm not. Hoyle Varitzbo Mikudajas. We're talking about doing Avoid Al Gabi Ragloi Chaveri, standing on somebody, on the other client's foot. Pirish to Mikudajas, Odom Lavid Avoidisham, Taini Yoko Lavid Mumokamacha. Uklishores pirish big day kuna mekatchem zavoid or lavid avoid ma klishores the vechos ben ilvin klishores the ksival besoroi big day kuna klishores so who adin so basically Tosis compares the halach of chatzitza between begadim and yibari and the chatzitza between the koyim and the floor black and white in Tosis it's the same halach of chatzitza and on that we already have beferish sugyus. The Gemara on Chavov, if a kohen is hanging in the air in the Azor, he could do avoid it. Avir is not a chatzitza. So you see from Tosis, not like the Beis Halevi. Not that there's some kind of new halacha of chatzitza by Big Day Kuhuna, but that it's really the regular halacha of chatzitza of Kol HaTorah Kula. Because we're learning the ritzpah of the Azor that the kohen has to stand on the floor from Big Day Kuhuna. Right? And by there we're matter air. So this is a kasha that some of the Shuvas farm they bring this down. There's Amudeyar on this. There's other Achorinim. But the Sugya L'chor is clear that this is a not like the Beis Halevi. L'chor. Okay. So let's move on a bit. We'll get back to this. Obviously, he says the Gemara, Kinam al Shetochutz. What about lice? Meisa lo kibavar chaitza. Definitely chatzitza. Gemara says, "Chai am I? What about if it's alive?" Me, I'm reading Kivin Dos of Ozla Rivsi. Since it's alive, it's moving around. It's part of the body. V'loy chaitze. We do Kivin the carpet. V'loy chaitze. Vayta the Zobazach. If you're going to learn like the Beis Halevi that there's a new din al b'soroi, what does it help you? Yeah, machpet, not machpet, part, not part. It's not al b'soroi. It's the same problem. Seems to be that we're deciding how we like when we apply al b'soroi and when we don't apply al b'soroi. Oh, derech levisha, no problem. In other words, you can't have it both ways. You can't come in with your cherev, with your sword, and say al b'soroi, even avir, and then all of a sudden derech levisha, ozla v'echo, kapit aleyen. If it has to be al b'soroi, it has to be al b'soroi. Says the ma'afer ma'al shetochus. Of a vade chaitze, that zikha chatzitza dirt. El avakov, very, very, very thin, very refined dirt, which a person came out doesn't feel, the Rishonim explain. Mao. Beis hashechi mao sheyochutz. What about the beis hashechi? Simple reading of the Gemara means the armpit. which means the begadim don't go all the way up until your armpit, right? Hangs down a little bit. So that part of your body is not covered with the big day kuna. So it's not al-basari over there. Al-basari being involved echo. Again, the same problem. Oy dilma derech levisha bekach. Yeah? Is derech levisha bekach. How is this different than the Gemara Shaila before? Hichnes yodei l'teichei koimau. What happens if you stick your hand in to block it? Michayetz. Is that a chatzitz? It's a gufa michayetz. Oy loy chayetz. The Zobasol Shaila we have over here, the same exact Shaila again. Nima, by the way, they have an also, Mr. Zalman brings a raya from here, that al-basari, what do you mean, it's always al-basari, as long as there's no chassid, it's al-basari. Otherwise, why is the hand any better? It's fighting on al-basari. Right? Elamai, min b'minei nechaitzitz. So you see that there's no special din of al-basari. The Beis Halevi. That's the Evan Ozel. Okay. Nima ma'u shetochus. Says the Gemara, Nima vade chayitze. Nima du dolos. Poi ma baravashi, yotza sorry bevigdoi. What happens? A hair. Meaning a hair outside of its place. You have a hair from your upper part of your body hanging under the baguette. Ma'u. Sorry ke guvei domi, like a guvei domi. Is it chatzitze or not? Poi rabzeir et filin ma'u sheyachutze. Tfilin chaitzitz. So here Rashi says midin yitu begod. Other Rishon learn midin chaitzitz. So the Gemara says alibi demand malai loves man tfilinu loiti boiloch. Right? The lie of chaitzitz yem nami chaitzitz. Since at night it would be a chaitzitz because it's not the man tfilin, so it's not part of your body at night. But yem nami chaitzitz. Okay, everybody asks. Shabbos yom tov zichanat man tfilin. Yes, vasemes or samech they all ask that question. Right? The Gemara is saying, if your Lila loves man tefillin, so since at night it's not a chatzitza, it's a chatzitza. Zicha by day, it's a chatzitza too. What do you mean? Zicha, Shabbos is zicha not man tefillin, Shabbos v'yom tov. But that the Gemara is not bothered with. Zochteo. It's not man tefillin. Lila is also not man tefillin for a different reason. Shema yafiach boy. Says the more kiti boy chlamando melayel's mantfilm mitzvah de guvei chayitz aloy chayitz a gal gemulsa. Now again, these are all riots, not like lachayre the base alayim. Because if you're learning, there's a new din al basolo. It was to deserve. What do we accomplish by this mitzvah de gufa? Now it is al basolo. Now it's called al basolo. That's the problem. The Gemara at the same time is being so makbid. At the same time, the Gemara is being very liberal. On one hand, the Gemara is saying maybe Ruach is a chatzitza. At the same time, the Gemara is saying maybe Tfilin is not a chatzitza. It's the two mikzavos. It's mamish from an akotz al akotz. The Gemara says, Omalahu, so egal gomusa motel ravami, Omalahu, tamarach biyadenu, Tfilin chaytzitza, it's meisve, kamar dozami, bavi duchanum, vizol, mamana, paturim, not Tfilin, the potter from Tfilin. My love, minicha mein and choytzit says, Mashmah is just a p'tur. Loi minicha choytzit says. Yochi p'tur ma'asur mi b'aylai. Ki minicha levim v'yisraelim. To loi ma'asur loi osu. They didn't want to say osu. Can't say osu. For them it's not osu. Mishamachi toni p'tur. What's the p'tur for them? So they say, oisi b'n mitzvah, b'atma mitzvah, so they shank his eyes. For tanya minicha mein and choytzit says. Loi kashya. Hodi yad. By yad it is a chatzitze. Hodi rosh. Meishno de yad, ich siv yubash al besoroi, shloi de vachoytis bein oil of soroi, de roish namik siv, vissamtam et snefes al roishoi. So the Gemara, there was place over there on the shol roish to put on that film. Tono soroi and nira, there was taka place on the head between the tzitz and the mitznefes, where there was place over there to put on film. Fine. Shashom and echt film. Okay. Ad kan de vayagam. So let's get to a mahalach ilamais in the sugya. So here's what I think we have to say here to be mevara, to get a little bit of clarity here in the sugya. See, there's other problems here also with the mechnasayim The whole Hemshech Gemara, you can't learn simply, because we know there's a Beferish Sugi that the Mechnasayim are not allowed to be, they have no kiss. They're not allowed to be like the way an undergarment is designed, with a kiss to be able to Femer Aglayim, because you're not allowed to, and it's Kepaskin and Ramban, that you can't have a kiss because it's Mevi Lihiro, to have tight Pagodim. So not only Mechnasayim of the Big Day Kahuna had air, there was a chiyuv for thee to be air. It wasn't allowed to be snug. Medina wasn't allowed to be snug, the Mechnasayim. So the whole musig here of ruach can't mean simply, because the way you simply learn is if there can't be ruach, it means the beged has to be somut al basari, means tight. Otherwise, there's always air in the beged. Any beged that's not tight has air in the beged. And the Rambam is telling us, the paskas alocha lemaisa, that they're not allowed to be somut al basari. Could be maybe the day tumah. It's not allowed to be somut al basari. So the whole thing can't be, you can't learn a kipshuta. It's not shaykh to learn a kipshuta. So I want to tell you like this, what I think is the birad over here to understand it. Rashi uses an interesting lashon, if you look at Rashi. Rashi says, nichnasay l'ruach b'bgod, Ezev was medayik in this Rashi. And he says, v'hivdi losoy mibsoloy b'shas avoid. Right? For some reason, Rashi sticks in the Ivdilo ben Besoroi Bishas Avoid. Sticks in the words Bishas Avoid. While he's doing the Avoid. Now, if we look at the Rambam, this is the Ma'amar Kremis from last week in Perek Yud, in Klei Amigdosh. The Rambam there also says, Halacha Zayin, Loiti Kone Isruach Bishas Avoido ben Besoroi Lubgoda. Kedeshi Yisrachik Abeged Me Olof. So the Rambam is clearly saying, it's not that the beged has to be tight. It's that he shouldn't have air going in over there that's being merachik the beged from his body. So the Rambam, b'shas avoid. That's the Lashon Rambam. Okay. So the question is, what is this? What does the Rambam and Rashi want with this b'shas avoid? They're adding this new dimension of Bishas Avoid. So there's a fascinating Chuvis of Moshe, Yeridea, Hilchos Nida. Chelik Veiz, the Igris Moshe. Let me bring it for you. Here we are, Simon Pevov. He gets a kasha. We find in the Mishnah Melech, based on our Gemara, the Mishnah Melech says that when the Kohen goes to the mikveh, it says all over his topic, he had to dry his body and then put on the begad. The Mishnah Melech says, why do you have to dry his body? Because the water will be a chatzitz. That's what the Mishnah Melech says, then you can have a problem with the water. Mishnah Melech found in Avodah Yom Kippur. Toivo v'oilam mistabek. He says, why is it? He says, the reason why. He says, v'loi re'isi l'mefoshim. He says, the Mishnah Melech, I don't know why the Rambam writes v'nistabek. You find even in the Gemaras. The client came out of the mikvah v'nistabek. He dried it. He's clearing, what is this? Is this some kind of halacha, like by Netilas Yadayim, by the way, there's halacha that niguv, drying your hands, is part of the netilah. There's even a shaila with these air blowers, if you're makayim niguv, by putting on an air blower. So he says, the Mishnah Melech says, I don't know where this din of the stopping is. He concludes, he says, it's not mistavra, he says, that it's just, that was the normal thing, you went to mikveh, you dried yourself. He says, "Midivrei Abenu dekoma mistapik mashma dechiyuv yesh bedavar." Talk to Mishnah Melech. There's an obligation. So the Mishnah Melech says, "Cave on the kaimel and afilu nima achas I offer choitzis bein besori lebeged v'adi chatzitz avodosay psula yesh lochosh petfilu shenidbak meyafrugos hamayim." There could be a little dust, a little dirt in the water. If you're not going to dry yourself, there may be some sediment or something. That'll be on your body. He says, Memela, that'll be a chatzitza, the big day kuna. So it's not me din tfila, he wants to learn. The Mishnah Melech. It's not me din tfila. It's me din big day kuna. To make sure your body's. So Reb Moshe, in his tshuva, says, what kind of business is this? Any liquid, anything that's in a liquid form is not a chatzitza. A woman goes into the mikveh and she's bleeding. The halacha is not a problem. She has a cut. That's bleeding. If it's dry blood, that's something else. Running blood is not a chatzitz. The woman went into a mikveh with a cut. That's mamish bleeding. Yeah? It's not a chatzitz. So the person asked Rav Moshe, how could the Mishnah Melech say that the kohen has to dry his body because maybe there's some water with sediments? It's all a liquid. It's all in a liquid form. He says, the kohanim walked in the blood when they did the Shechitas Pesach. Right? Not a chatzitza. He says, what's going on here? That's a kasha, yes. Zokter Moshe, that's not a kasha. He says, the big day kohuna yesh oy din. Sounds like the Beis Halevi type of din. He says, there's a new din. She big day kohuna yiyu al besoroi. The big day kohuna should be on your body. Again, he seems to be going with the Beis Halevi's approach. The big day kohuna should be on your body. And for that, even something which is normally not a chatzitza, he doesn't quote the Beis Halevi Ramosh. But Lachor is saying, may aim the, what the Beis Halevi is saying, Ramosh. So this Chuvas Rav Moshe, just from his lashon, it got me to think on a whole different kivun, which to me gave me much more clarity in the sugya. What I got to think of is like this. There's a famous Rav Shloimeh Klugel that's found in the Chasam Sofer. He talks about this shayla, this kasha of Rav Shloimeh Klugel. Rav Shloimeh Klugel is a kasha. We have a din in Kol HaTerekula, Rubei Kekula. Kol HaTerekula, Rubei Kekula. Right? And we use it in all the rice of the kedinim. Shechting. You don't have to shecht the whole neck, you shecht right over the neck. Kosher. Right? Rubei kekula. Kol HaTerekula. He says, why don't we find by shiurim Rubei kekula? The Torah says you have to eat a kazayas, right? Why do you have to eat a kazayas? Eat right over a kazayas. Be very geschmack. Pesach. Have half the amount of food. Half a kazayas. Mashu, more than half a kazayas. Rubei kekula. So Shlomo Kluger is a shayla. Chasam Sofer brings it down. In Shuvas Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says the whole musag of Rubei kekula is not shayach by shiur. Why not? It's not avroi with the shiur. The shiur shchita is simonim, but this didn't Rubei kekula. So roiv is like the whole thing. So let me ask you a different thing, different question. Where's the ikar din roiv? Sanhedrin. That's where the pasuk is of roiv. Acher rabim lahatus. The Gemara learns roiv from other places, but the pasuk acher rabim lahatus is by bezin, right? Let me see your shaila. So lemais, if you have a bezin of 23, right? 10 dayonim say potter and 13 dayonim say chayiv. You can't have one by dinin nefashos anyway. It has to be. And so halach is chayv, yeah? So I want to see a shayla. Let's say 10 of the dayanim, they couldn't make it. Or 7 couldn't make it. I can't say 10, because then it would be kulay l'chayv. Yeah. Is it good enough? Rubei kekula? How the best? Rubei kekula.
Not a
best. Rubei kekula, it's the best. The same kasher of Shlomo Kluger saying. I have a kazayas. I have a rubei kazayas. Rubei kekula. So how do you have metzias din if you have rubei kekula? Why do I have a metzias of a shechita if I don't cut off the simonim? The shear is only because rubei kekula. It has to be cut completely. The Torah shechting means to cut off. Elamai has to be cut, but I have roif. Why not? Rubei kekula, I should say you have a kazayas. All you're saying is, I'm not saying you're wrong, you're obviously right. But all you're saying is, that's the definition. That's the definition. That's the definition. Ma'ilu. The teretz is, and maybe this is what you're all trying to say. Completely. Without the din of roiv, what would it have to be?
Completely.
Oh, so why can I? So why can I do roiv?
Because the sheer of complaints. Wait, I can't bring people here. I can't say there's dayanim here.
I can't say there's something caught here if it's not caught.
It is caught.
It's not. Saying it's roiv makes kilo. It's caught. Yeah. So roiv should make like they're here. You're in the right ballpark. Everybody's in the right ballpark. The word is very simple. You need ruboy mikuloy. Okay? Ruboy kikuloy only works where you have kuloy. You have to have the kuloy. And now, when you have roiv, the miut is nigra. The miut gets schlepped with the roiv. Right? But I have to have kuloy to make a ruboy. So, by an achila, okay, if I eat less than a kazayas, there's nothing else to mitzaref it to. If the din would be, that piece of kazayas should be consumed. That would be the mitzvah. Not I should eat a kazayas. That piece of kazayas, it should get swallowed. Yeah? So then, that in a chaname. Then, if roiv of the kazayas was consumed, done. It's kilu the whole kazayas got consumed. There's no din on that kazayas. There's din on me. I have to make achila. What's an achila kazayas? What do you want to say? I had roiv of the. What's the "the"? There's no "the". That's not a mechutin. There's no "the". Roiv has to be of the to make the meal. So by simonim, Alex, getting back to you, so by simonim, the simonim have to be caught. I have the whole simonim here. The fact that roiv is the simonim are caught, so now the part that's not caught is schlepped. But I have what to schlep. I have to have what to schlep. Roy will schlep it for me. Yeah, but there has to be something to schlep. So if I have a bezd, I have a bezd of 23. So the Roy schleps the 10 that disagree, schleps them with the 13. Yeah, but they're here. They're part of the bezd. They're indeed part of the bezd. They could be schlepped. But when they're not here, who? Roiv of what? You don't have a roiv of a bezin, because where's the bezin? There's no roiv of, because you don't have what to be the yachas to. That's the point. That's the simple point. That's why by any time the Torah gives a din on you to do something, there's no din roiv on that. Because whatever you did, you did. Whatever you didn't do, you didn't do. There's nothing to schlep. There's nothing to schlep along. You can only schlep along something which is here. You could say this is in a rubai kakula, but you can't. That's a pasha tazach. That's aleph beis of roiv. Even if you don't think about it, you don't think about it. But it's aleph beis of roiv. That's the way roiv has to operate. Okay, so now I want to tell you like this. We look at the big day kahuna. Do we look at the big day kahuna? That the big day kahuna now is a din like mikveh. You have to go into the mikveh. Your body has to go into a mikveh. Yeah. If your body has to go into the mikveh, so if roiv of your body went into the mikveh without a chatzitza, the miut of your body gets geschlept along that it also was in the water. And mamish, your flesh too. If most of your flesh was in contact with the water, all of your flesh is considered that it had contact with the water. We have a mikveh, we have you, we have a ma'aseh tefillah, now we have a part of your body, there's an obstruction. That part, the parameter, exactly, parameter is defined. When the Torah comes to Big Day Kuhuna, what's up the Torah? The Torah is up, Loshon HaTorah. Torah says, here's the Loshon. Ulevei Shom. The Kohen has a chiyuv to wear these begodim. These begodim have to be worn on him. There's a din that these begodim have to be worn on him. Every part of his body has that halacha ulevei Shom. Right? Every part of his body has to, the big day kuna has to be worn on him. And that's the way it's brought down in the Rambam. That's the way it's brought down in the Sugi and Yume. Which means, basically, that any part of his body that the Beged is not touching that part of his body, Be'etzem, that his body is not wearing that part of the Beged, we're missing something. No different than the Ma'is Achila. That part of the Beged is not being worn on his, by his body. Ulevei Shom. This idea that these begadim have to go onto his body. These begadim. Whatever part of the Beged is not on his body is chaser. That part of the Beged is not on his body. Right? It's not a din on him that he has to be covered. If it'll be a din on him, he has to be covered. So his body is covered good. The miyut is this nigra. There's no miyut here. It's coming from the begadim. The way the Torah describes the of Levisha was instead of saying v'lova, it says l'sham. They should be worn by him. These begadim. That's why the etzem, the whole musik of ruboy kekuloi, is not shaykh by big day kunin. Irrelevant if you learn like the Orsamech, or you learn like the Evan Ozem, or you learn like Rav Shach. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. And the din besari is not more than it is by mikveh. It's not more than it is by mikveh. And that's why the whole signoin of our Gemara is discounting the possibility of a miut not being a chatzitza. Because so long that that part of the Beged is not worn, you have a problem. The miut doesn't help you here, period. But at the same time, the Gemara is wearing a hat of Derech Levisha. Because if it's Derech Levisha, then that part of the Beged is Levei Shom. So in other words, Big Day Kuna has a Chumra and a Kula coming from the same place. You understand? It's a chumra and a kula coming from the same place. The chumra is that part of the Beged has to be worn. There's no rubik a kula here. Right? The kula is, it has to be worn. And that's why the Gemara is going, minakotza lakotza. Nima achas is a problem. At the same time, the Gemara says, dilma derech levisha b'kach. When the Gemara is talking about a wind, the Gemara is not saying the air is a chatzitza. The Gemara is saying, if air got in, like the Rambam says, b'shas avoida. We're not talking about here the begadim have to fit you tight. That's not a shaila. Begadim fit you. It's about the same begadim. But when you're doing the avoida, air now got in, and now that part of begad is blowing away from your body. Is that called wearing? It's not a question, is the air now a chatzitza? Is that the derech levisha? Those are the two tzadim of the Gemara. The two tzadim of the Gemara is, once it's derech levisha, we don't have a problem. The whole problem what? The whole problem is ulevei sham. Chatzitza, it's not anyway. So the whole problem is Ulevei Shom. That's the same thing with Kina. If the Kina is walking around, fine, then that's Derech Bekach. Tefillin is mitzvah de gufoy. If it's mitzvah de gufoy, so it's Derech Levisha to wear your beged on top of your tefillin. That's Derech Levisha. That's Mamish to Gemara. One says, well, if Balayla not, it's not Derech Levisha. That's the signain of the sugya. And Mamela, everything flows. There is the avadin is a din chatzitza by big day kuna, no question. But for that alone, it wouldn't be different than chatzitza of kol ha'terek kula. Whatever qualifies kol ha'terek kula, chatzitza. As far as miut, the whole musik of roiv is not shayach here, because roiv is only shayach where there's aloch. I have to. You have a whole thing here, right? And I'm engaged. I got most of the thing taken care of. But here the Torah says no. This part of the beggar has to be worn by you. There's no rubik and kulay. Most of my body doesn't. That's why roiv is not shayach here, bichlal. It's a ma'isa ha'odom. The ma'isa ha'odom has to be to this beged. This beged needs a ma'isa ha'odom. The zikha not a din on part of the beged. It's always kulay. We're trying to say, even whenever it's rubik, it's also always kulay. Rubai kakulai is always kulai. There's never a din of rubai. It's just rubai mikulai. But there's no mikulai b'chiyai gavna where there's no levei shom over there. It's not, what I'm trying to say is it's not miyuchas to what we have here. By simonim, and now already we could taka use the arsameach as a gilui to this idea. In other words, the arsameach also could be going with this approach. It's just... That's a gilui that the levei shom goes on the beggar, and therefore it's irrelevant that it's a miut. Every part, it's not a din on you, it's a din that the beggar has to be warned. That could be action or samech, which could go together with this. We'll have to stop because I have to stop, but we'll be mamshich mitzvah Hashem. Next week we'll go weiter, but we'll clarify this point more. No.
You don't.
Only if you have something against the plea that's stopping an obstacle.
Stopping,
but I'm saying ear is not a chatzitza.
Not chatzitza, even upside down.